solution.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationship 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight, we want you to put away your boxing gloves. My guest expert and I are here to help you and your spouse or significant other to stop fighting and learn how to peacefully resolve your relationship differences. And our guest, John Wilder, is here tonight. I'm so thankful he's hanging out with us, spending an entire hour of his time tonight. When you could be watching TV or doing something else, but grateful for that. He's a marriage, relationship, and sexual coach. He's a member of ASECT, the American Association of Sexual Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. And he guarantees that if you follow his directions, you will have an improved marriage and sex life. And he's also a resident expert on sites like YahooAnswers.com and advice.lovedetour.com, and is publishing a book titled Sex Education for Adults, Secrets to Amazing Sex and Happily Ever After, too. It contains a chapter about fighting fair, which you can get a copy of for free by visiting relationships360.com and entering your name and email address before our next show on Thursday, February 21st. Also, everyone who signs up to the site will receive a 30-minute phone counseling session with John, and I'm sure if you wanted to do that through instant message, he could arrange to do that as well. So some great giveaways tonight. Thanks so much, John, for hanging out with us and for your generosity.
Well, I'm trying to make a difference in my little corner of the world. I'm trying to reverse the divorce trend, which in this country we have the highest divorce rate on the planet. So we've got problems. We have a whole lot of societal problems as a result of family breakups.
Well, let's get to work, roll up our sleeves and get to work tonight. Certainly tonight's topic, hopefully, you know, will go a long way and, you know, helping to improve couples' communication. I know that's one of the big reasons that, you know, couples break up is because they don't know how to communicate effectively. So we're going to help them with that tonight. And later on, we're going to tell our listeners how five of them can get your entire book. Again, it's Sex Education for Adults, Secrets to Amazing Sex and Happily Ever After, too. So we're going to tell you guys later how you can get that the entire book for free, five of you anyway. And, you know, John, I'm about a quarter of the way through the book. You sent me a copy, and I look forward to finishing it on my way to San Francisco for a business trip next week. But, again, from what I've read so far, it's fantastic. So I look forward to giving you a great review for your book, and we look forward to giving five of those books away to five of our listeners tonight as well. But that'll be later on. So let's get into tonight's topic. Again, it's entitled Fighting Fair in Relationships. And so, John, I want to start off by asking you, what percentage of couples argue? What kind of research have you seen on that?
Oh, basically 100%.
Now, you know, there are those couples that just claim that they just never argue, or maybe they haven't had one argument in 5 years, and I mean, unbelievable to me, but
that might
I don't know.
Be
there
true, but
that
has
that.
To be the exception to the rule. Here's the deal. You know, you have two people with two different backgrounds and two different worldviews, and when you combine into one family unit, then you live under the same roof, and those differing opinions tend to clash, and people quickly can escalate it to the point of dysfunction because they're bound and determined. In this country, we have this cowboy mentality where we have to win the war at all costs, and the problem with winning is that means somebody's going to lose. And the loser feels very resentful and put upon, and generally they just shut up. They don't, you know, they concede, but it's just to stop the argument. But inside they're still very resentful. And the more arguments that you have that go unresolved peacefully, I tell couples that I work with, it's sort of kind of like buying a brand new car. You know, you wash and wax that car on a weekly basis, and after a while, you get a ding and a scratch, and oh man, you know. And then after a while, you get another ding and a scratch, and after a while, the car's all dinged up and scratched, and you don't care about it as much anymore. And you know, mm-hmm. you think about mm-hmm. trading that car in, and it's the same thing in relationships. What I teach people to do is win-win instead of win-lose. As long as you're going to have a loser, you're going to have somebody who's resentful.